USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Same people who spent us into inflation want to tax us all the way into recession.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor. The Senate saying he believes that inflation has been accelerated by government overspending with Democrats in charge of the show. This as year-over-year inflation in June rose above 9%, its highest level in over 40 years. There's growing concern over the rising rate of fentanyl overdose deaths in America. A hearing taking place looking into the deaths on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy saying fentanyl deaths are killing more than 200 Americans a day. Illegal fentanyl is being made in China and then smuggled in through our southern border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
That student loan payment in September may not be due after all. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The federal government's student loan servicing contracts have been instructed to hold off on sending billing statements ahead of the August 31st deadline for ending the pandemic freeze on loan payments, giving companies a little more time to start loan collection processes if payments resume.
Americans are lining up to purchase tickets for the $810 million Mega Millions jackpot. Outside Cleveland, Ohio, Charmaine Salupo says she and her husband would fly to Aruba.
Me and my husband, yeah, we buy a couple tickets here and there. No. But we're both steel workers, so this is definitely a dream for us.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the drawing for the jackpot set for 11 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. Texas Congressman Jake Elzey tells Fox and Friends First he's no fan of this idea.
People have drowned in the river along Texas this year, and this is a real human catastrophe. So the incentive to bring people here when the reality is we don't want them here, there's no means by which we can handle this problem.
Both tipped and non-tipped workers will soon be making $12 an hour minimum in Michigan after a court ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally amended ballot proposals in 2018. Michigan restaurant owner Chris Weaver says she believes many businesses will close because of this.
I'm going to have to give it a lot of thought. I've not had time enough to give it any thought, really. And I've got to learn more about what exactly is going to happen, but it's not going to be good and it's not going to be easy.
Tuesday is the grand opening of the new Jackie Robinson Museum in New York City. The museum in Lower Manhattan will honor Robinson's life and his civil rights work. Robinson is known for breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and the museum is open to the public in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.